Please be seated. Tonight we gather, as is our custom annually, to celebrate the Maundy of Jesus Christ. Celebrate the Maundy, yes? Many would ask, what is this Maundy that we celebrate annually, this Maundy that comes to us from the gospel lesson we have just heard read, this Maundy that comes from the very foundations of the church, and comes to us from an old word from Norman French, the word mande, which in turn comes to us from Latin, mandatum. It's the same word that gives us in our ordinary parlance words like mandate and mandatory and the judicial term mandamus. We celebrate the Maundy of Jesus Christ. We glory in his mandate. And since this is the last time we will celebrate the Eucharist for a time until the dawning breaking of Easter morning, it is worthy to contemplate, to take upon ourselves an act of contemplation, to value and to revalue this mandate that Jesus has given us, this Maundy that he has given us as he faced his own suffering and death. His Maundy is that we love one another as he has loved us. As I have loved you, he tells us, so you must love one another. That ye love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. It's hard to exaggerate how in our culture we trivialize the word mandate or mandatory in our daily parlance. It's sort of like how we use the word incredible over and again until it is bereft of any import, any significance. What is mandatory for us as we go about our daily lives is very often enforced by petty rules or required by some small law. Tolstoy captured the image of this in the officious and heartless clerk, the bureaucrat who oppresses the people, often by telling them that some rule that he comes up with is mandatory. Christ does that for us, though that is truly incredible. That is an appropriate use of this word. He offers us this Maundy, this mandate, not by enforcement of petty rule or law, but by giving up himself to servanthood, to loneliness, to self-sacrifice, and to ultimately the indescribable suffering that he takes on and his death. So tonight, in our last celebration of the Eucharist for this three-day period, allow us to look deeply into our hearts, deep into the mystery of the church, and consider how God gives himself for us and to us in place of law or rules or human construct to support this Maundy. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.